Good morning and welcome to day 10. We are on a roll, and I do hope that you are starting to find a bit of a routine. And remember, if we struggle a little bit or find ourselves maybe missing a day, every day is a new opportunity. The biggest lesson I've learned in life is that very truth. That whether I've meditated, fallen off my meditation, or made a mistake, or acted in a way that I, really felt bad about, I found that the best way to improve is to start now, to start again, to get up. You know, it's not falling down, it's about getting up. And that each day, we have this new opportunity. And each moment provides us a fresh start. If we can develop this level of awareness and attention, it becomes much more available to us. So at the end of our meditations, you'll notice I keep bringing that to mind, that each in-breath is filled with potential. It's a new moment. It's a new opportunity. We don't need to be a prisoner of old habits, thoughts, and attitudes that don't serve us. We can let go of those. So as we begin our meditation process here, we also want to try to carry that into our day, to remember that every moment of our life is a precious one and always filled with opportunity. All right, well, that's my little pep talk for this morning. So I would like to invite you to settle in. We'll get started here. Well, just like yesterday, just really name the body parts. Allow you to do the body scan to relax and release any tension. And then we'll focus on the breath. And today, we're just going to really work with the abdomen. Yesterday, we spent a few minutes there, and now we'll spend some more. And when we come to the breath, we'll just go right to the rise and fall of the abdomen. I would really love for you just to have that experience. It might be a place that you spend a lot of time when you meditate. So very, very important to have that as a resource. Okay, let me put my glasses on so I can see the time. I apologize for no bells. I'm using my phone for the recording, so I lose the access to the little gong on there. So I invite you to get into your posture of vigilance. Straight back, tongue tied to the roof of the mouth, the mental posture of vigilance that we're here to meditate. And let your awareness descend into your body. Taking a little time to simply become aware of your body, allowing your awareness to rest in the solidity of your body. Let your body be relaxed and at ease. Just rest your awareness. And now I invite you to just take a moment to give yourself permission. Permission to let go of any worries or concerns or time constraints. Nowhere to go, nowhere to be. Permission to relax and breathe. In essence, permission to be here now, to meditate. This is your time. Now take a moment to clearly bring to mind your motivation, why you meditate, why this particular meditation is so valuable. Meditation that allows us to develop our attention, make friends with our own minds, so we can work together and be more present in our lives. Take a moment to really be clear about why you are meditating and engaging in this practice. And now we'll take a little time to do a body scan to relax and release any tension that we might be carrying in our body. Reminder, at this stage we're really developing the roots of shamatha, a sense of relaxation and alertness in our mind. So bring your awareness now right up to the crown of your head, right up to the top, and let it rest there for a moment. And now let that soothing balm of awareness begin to flow in the crown of your head, all the way down to your eyes. And from your eyes, all the way down to the bottom of your chin. Now, let it flow down into your neck and into your shoulders. And from your left shoulder, let your awareness flow down your left arm to your fingertips. From your right shoulder, down your right arm to your fingertips. Bring your awareness into your upper torso. And let it scan from shoulders right down to your waist. And from your waist down your left leg to your sole of your left foot. And now from your waist, down your right leg to the sole of your right foot. Now expand your awareness once again throughout your whole body. And just take a moment to check in. Is there any place that needs some attention? Any place that's tense? And so just breathe into it, relax it. Exhale and release. Let each in-breath be an invitation to relax, and each out-breath, opportunity to let go. Letting go of any tension, worries, or concerns. And when you're ready, the body that's relaxed and the mind that's alert, I invite you to now bring your awareness to the sensations of the breath as it enters and exits your body. We'll spend a few moments here and then move to the abdomen shortly. Right now, just the sensations of the breath as it enters and exits. Now, I invite you to shift your awareness to the rise and fall of the abdomen with each breath. Just rest your awareness there. And remember, if your mind wanders, no problem. Just relax, release the thoughts, and return to the rise and fall of the abdomen. Now let's just take a little time to cultivate peace and ease. Each exhale, let it be a happy release of letting go. Letting go of any tension, worries, or concerns. Letting go of attitudes or habits that no longer serve us. Let your body be a little lighter and more relaxed with each exhale. Now bringing our awareness to the inhale. Let each in-breath be a refreshing in-breath filled with potential and opportunity, nourishing. Vibrant. And now as we near the end of our meditation, we'll take a moment to reflect upon the day ahead. A new opportunity awaits you. A day that will never come again. A precious gift filled with potential to improve yourself and the world you live in. Set an intention to engage in this day mindfully. The best of your ability, remembering your breath, and to be present in the moments of your lives in ways that you find meaningful. Remember to be gentle with yourself, and that we're all a work in progress. And when you're ready, bring your awareness forward. Okay. Well, day 10 now. We are in a nice flow, I believe. We've got a good rhythm, foundational practice, and we're really being able now to focus more on the breath, allowing that to be natural. We'll do probably one more session on the abdomen tomorrow. And then we'll move up to the aperture of the nostrils. So you'll have a full range of tools. to use as you pay attention to your breath. Alright, well, day 10. And looking forward to day 11. Be well and have a good day today. Have some fun out there.